Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God, hallelujah. We adore you, Father. We bless you as Lord. We bless you as Abba Father. We bless you as the King of Kings. We bless you as Almighty God. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. Come, Almighty God. You are welcome to dwell here. You are welcome in this place. We welcome you this morning, O Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, we welcome you this morning. We can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. We need you in the name of Jesus. We need you today, Lord God. We honor your presence, Lord. We just thank you that you are God and you are God alone. We need you. We need you. We need you, oh God. We are grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name. You, the Most High God, yodididioko shibididiyaka, are blessing us. Yodididioko shibididiyaka. On a daily basis with your presence. What a blessing it is to have the Most High God be Makoshabaka present in your lives throughout the day, throughout the night, throughout the afternoon. What a great God you are. You are holy. You are righteous. You are Almighty Father. None like you, Lord. None like you, Lord. There is none like you. None can compare to how awesome you are. None can compare to how powerful you are. You are Almighty Father. You are Almighty God. You are Lord and Savior. You are King of Kings. You're the Almighty God. Ain't nobody can compare to how great, how powerful, how mighty, how magnificent, how awesome you are. Phenomenal God, hallelujah. You are the God that cares for us. You are the lover of our soul. You are magnificent, Father. You are indescribable. No human words can describe your greatness. Oh, Lord, I adore you and I bless you. I honor you today. King of kings and Lord of lords, we honor you. We honor your presence, oh God. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, that we could sit at your feet this morning. We can sit at your feet, and we can be fed. Oh, yes, Lord, fed. What? Soul food. Amanini, soul food. We can be fed from Genesis to Revelation, soul food. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You feed our souls daily. You are the one who heal our souls' diseases. So, Father, this morning we come to say, Abba, forgive us for presumptuous sins. Forgive us, O God, for every error that we have made. Forgive us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us this day. In the name of Jesus, for every transgression, trespass against you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Every error, make corrections in us, O God. Make corrections in us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we adore you. We bless you today, Lord God. We honor your presence. We thank you that you are God and you are God alone. No God great like you. No God holy like you. No God mighty like you. You are powerful. Oh, you are most powerful God. Most powerful God. You are the one true and living Father that we can count on. You are everlasting, eternal. You are always. Always have been, always will be. We are keeping our eyes fixed on you. Because you are our creator. You formed, you shaped us in our mother's belly. You said you knew us before you formed us in the belly, Lord. And Lord, you are a great God. Moko Shabakade. You're the one who spoke, let there be. Let there be light. And there was and still light today. You spoke the moon, the sun into existence. Maku Sheba Kadidioko. You spoke every day for 6 days. What you wanted on every day. You spoke it. You spoke it and it came forth. You spoke every day. And those things came forth that you spoke. Your word is powerful. Your word is powerful. You said, let there be. Even on the first day, you spoke light and night, light and darkness. You separated them, oh God. You separated the firmament in the midst of the waters. And Lord, you declared on the first day, on the second day, on the third day, on the fourth day, on the fifth day, on the sixth day, that everything you made is good. And on that sixth day, oh God, you formed Adam. Adam, the first man, you formed him from the dust of the earth. Moko Shema. And as you formed him, you shaped him, oh God, and he had your image in him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, yadididioko, ane, and you blew. You blew. You blew your breath, yadididioko, and he became a living soul. Amanididioko, the first father, yadididioko. And Lord, you took Makashe, you put him to sleep, took a rib from him, oh God, Makodididiaka, and you made him a helpmate. You said it's not good for man to be alone, so you made him a helpmate. And he called her name Eve. So, Father, we're so grateful for what you did those 6 days. And, Lord, we are thankful that you give us an example to follow. On the seventh day you rested. Oh, God, you took a day to rest from all of your labor, because you labored diligently for 6 days. You even created the animals, the fish, and all the sea creatures, the sky, the moon. What a great God you are. You are magnificent. You are holy. You are grandiose. Now can compare to how great you are. So this morning we say thank you to the Most High God. Thank you to the Most High God. We adore you this morning. We bless you this morning. We come to honor you. Your presence is great. Your presence is great. Let your light shine. Let your light shine through us, oh God. That when they see us, people don't see us. They see you. They see you because we're formed in your image. And every day, help us to look more like you. Snatch out of us everything that's not like you. Snatch out of us. You said no good thing can come from this flesh. So, Father, help us not to walk in the flesh, but to walk in the spirit daily. Help us to come closer to you. To be obedient to you. To be obedient to you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Help us to obey you. Not just in some things, but in all things. Amanidiaka, help us to obey your written word, Yadidioko. Help us to obey your voice, Yadidioko, when you speak to us, oh God. Help us to know your voice and obey your voice. And another voice we will not hear, neither will we be obedient. Amanidioko, Shibididiaka, we are so grateful that you are the Most High God. Yadidioko, Shibididioko. So, Father, we agree with your plan for us on a daily basis because you have great plans. You said, I know the plans I have for you. You wasn't guessing them, Lord. You wasn't guessing them. You know the plans you have for us, your children. Great plans to bring us to our expected end. You know the purpose that you put on the inside of us. And, Lord, we decree and declare we will fulfill the purpose that you put on the inside of us. We won't move from that purpose. We'll stay with our eyes focused on you, and you will help us to fulfill the purpose on the inside of us. And Father, I thank you on Senior Citizens Day that you have great plans for us, great plans for all your children, great plans for every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you come to lead and guide us. You are the master teacher, the master leader. You are our Father. We can't do without you. So, Father, this morning we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Almighty Father. Hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah to the one who created us. Hallelujah to the one who blew your breath. You blew your breath into us, and we are living today. And, Father, we agree with your plan. We are so thankful, Father, for what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Have your way this morning. We surrender all. We surrender all. We surrender all to you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, as seniors, as your very elect children, sons and daughters. We are healed by your stripes. We thank you, Lord God, that you carried sickness and infirmities in your body, O God. O God, we cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies in the name of Jesus. O Lord, we are so grateful, Father God. We break and rebuke, oh God, and cast out any spirit of cancer in the name of Jesus that would attempt to establish itself in our lungs, in our bones, in our breath, in our throat, in our back, in our spine, in our liver, in our kidneys, in our pancreas, in our skin, our stomach. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke and cast out all spirits of diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood diseases, sickle cell anemia, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, insomnia, in the name of Jesus. And we speak healing and strength to our bones, our muscles, our joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood, marrow, lungs, kidneys, liver, spleen, spine, pancreas, eyes, bladder, ears, nose, sinuses, mouth, and tongue, and feet, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are healed. We loose ourselves from high blood pressure. We loose ourselves from a weakened immune system. We loose ourselves from every disease known and unknown to man. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we will prosper and walk in health. We break all the curses of sickness and disease. And we command all hereditary sickness to come out in Jesus' name. We break the curse of premature death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We prosper and walk in health even as our soul prospers. We receive the word of God, which is health to our flesh, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless our bread and water and take sickness away from us. We command every organ in our body to function the way God intended for it to. And, Lord, you are the health of our countenance. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed in Jesus' name. Amanini, or no sickness or plague will come nigh our dwelling. We are healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus, arise over our lives with healing in your wings. The Lord is the strength of our lives. Amakoshe of our lives, we command every germ or sickness that touches our body to die in the name of Jesus. We take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the enemy in Jesus' name. We are redeemed from sickness and disease. Every plague is stopped. When it comes near us, through us, the atonement of Jesus. We loose ourselves from every infirmity. Jesus Christ makes us whole. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let our bodies function in the wonderful way, Lord God, you designed them to function. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, good morning, Bible Storyland. We are so grateful for Bible Storyland family. We're excited about this day because the Lord made the day. and he gave it to us. So we are grateful this morning. We are so grateful. This is Senior Citizens Day, and we are so grateful for the seniors. Yep, Lord, give us abundant life. Senior citizens have abundant life, and we are so grateful for the abundant life that he gives us on a daily basis. So this morning we come to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you're doing on our behalf. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done already and what you're about to do. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Almighty Father, the Almighty God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. We give you praise. We give you thanks in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we're thankful for your word. Your word is pure. You honor your word above your name, and we do too. We are so grateful to you, O Most High. So, Father, we thank you, O God. And, Lord, we come this morning to say special prayers for families on Bible Storyland. We're praying this morning for Pastor Henderson Hawkins' healing. We're praying for Mother Ludell and Mother Fanny and the loss of their sons. So, Father, we come before you, Lord God. And we, as we open our mouths, we ask you to pray through us because we don't know how to pray as we should. So we lift up Pastor Henderson Hawkins this morning, and we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Your word is so true. Your word is pure. Your word is holy. And, Lord, in James, oh, God, in the book of James, chapter 5, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, your word says in verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven. So, Father, we thank you for your word. Oh, God, you say confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So this morning we say thank you, Almighty. Thank you, Almighty. We are blessed and highly favored, oh God. And Lord, as I pray for your servant, Pastor Henderson Hawkins, this morning, I thank you for your healing virtue going from the top of his head through every organ, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for total recuperation from every surgery that he's had in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that you are right there by his bed, that you love Pastor Henderson Hawkins. And I thank you, Father God, we say to him, take up your bed, man of God, and walk in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that even as he dwells in the secret place with you, O Most High, he's abiding under your shadow, Almighty. He will say of the Lord, you are his fortress, you are his rescue. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that he is totally dependent upon you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for that healing virtue going throughout his body. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. We plead the precious blood over Pastor Henderson Hawkins this morning for your healing virtue to go throughout his body. Heal, Lord God, heal, Lord God, heal, Lord God. And when you heal, we are totally healed. Lord, we know that the doctors are limited in their knowledge of the human body. They don't know how. Oh, they don't know the body like you because you created it, oh God. You created Pastor Henderson Hawkins in your image in the name of Jesus. And we say that he shall arise and tell of the good news, the good news. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that this is just temporary. But, Lord, you are speaking to him morning, noon, and night. As he lay there, oh, God, he can hear your voice clearer. Oh, God, you have his full, undivided attention. And I thank you, Lord God, that he will remember every experience that he has with you as he's there, Lord God, in Paducah, Kentucky. Oh, God, he's listening to you, listening for your voice like never before. He's acquainted with you, Lord God, and he honors your voice. So, Father, as he experienced this particular time in his life with you. I thank you for downloading in him the next level, the next thing that you want him to do, oh God. He's your manservant, Lord God. He has worked diligently in the kingdom of God. He has prayed for many to be healed, oh God. He has been about the city, oh God, been about the nation, oh God, praying with people, praying for people, oh God. Oh God, anointing people with oil, praying over them, praying for them. So, Father, even as he lay there, remind him of what you're about to do in him, your servant. He is your servant. So we are grateful this morning for everything you're doing. And Pastor Henderson Hawkins, oh God, your servant. So, Father, this morning we say hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you thanks. Because you are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. And Father, we lift up Mother Ludell, who lost a son a few weeks ago, just in his 60s, oh God. But Lord, we thank you, oh God, for healing a broken heart. In the name of Jesus, Father, many mothers, many fathers think that they're going to go before their children. So they're alarmed and surprised when their children go before them. But everything is in your time and your order. There's a season and a time for everything under heaven. So this is what their time. There's a purpose. There's a time to live, a time to die. So console Mother Ludell, Lord God, in the loss of her son. You know his name. You birthed him in her belly, Lord. You shaped and you formed him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and you gave her 60-something years with him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, heal her, Lord God, from the loss. I cover all of her whole family with the blood of Jesus. And Father, we lift up Mother Fanny, who lost a son just a couple of weeks ago, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we are praising and thanking you for mothers, oh God, for Mother Fanny in Daytona Beach, Florida, Lord. Strengthen these women of God. Strengthen Mother Fanny, oh God, even as she go through the loss of her son just in his 60s, oh God. Two young men in their 60s are going on with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you had a purpose and a plan, and that was fulfilled in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So now they're gone from the earth realm. Oh God, there's nothing you don't know. You know the end of our lives from the beginning, and we trust in you, Almighty. We trust in you, Almighty, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering our prayers. You are Almighty God. You are the Holy God, the Righteous Father. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you this morning. We honor you today. We pray against the spirit of death. We say, death, you will not come nigh our dwelling. We belong to the Lord, and he's a living God, and we are living, 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 living. We have abundant life. Abundant life is our portion, abundant life. We shall live and not die. We shall declare the works of the Lord. Well, it's praise time on Bible Story Land. We love to praise the Most High God. We love to honor the King of Kings. We love to give him songs of praise, honoring him. We love to call on the name of the Almighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome Father we serve. He's a great God. He's a loyal Father. Don't you know? Human beings, you know we made of flesh and we let each other down. But God is faithful. Our Father is faithful. When you need a friend, call on Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our griefs, we can give them to him because he can bear them. Everything we're going through, what a friend we have in Jesus. He will rescue us. He's an almighty God. Ain't nothing impossible to our God. That's who we can call on. You know, sometimes we need prayer and we call this one and they don't answer. We call that one and the line's busy. We call this, but we can always call on Jesus. He's never too busy. So we thank God. We come to praise him this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. Oh, yeah, she's right there with her husband, Pastor Henderson Hawkins in Paducah, Kentucky, and we are grateful for them. They are Bible Storyland family, and we are so grateful. Good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. Blessed and highly favored of the Lord. My husband had a good night last night. I had a chance to see the scar on the back of his head for the first time, and it's not bad. It's not bad. With
Amen.
All that he's been through, that scar, it's not bad. It's not. It's not. So we are on the road to recovery. We are claiming a full recovery in the name of Jesus. That's what we're claiming. That's what we're claiming. We know God is able, and we know he
yes,
will heal.
He is.
So this morning I'm going to sing Yes, God is Real. I have a few things that I have to get done this morning, so I may not be able to stay on the whole time. But he's real. He's real. He's real.
Yes.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him deep within. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But since that day, yes, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel his holy power. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel. Yes, God is real, for I can feel. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, God is real. And we all have that testimony. He's real in our lives, and we can feel him in our soul. He takes good care of his children. And no good thing will our God hold from us. No good thing will he withhold from us. He gives us health and healing. He gives us everything we need for life and godliness. Thank you so much, woman of God. That was awesome. We have Prophetess Lawson on here this morning. We're going to ask her if she will say a prayer for you. Prophetess Lawson, we pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband had surgery for the third time. We pray for Mother Fanny, Mother Ludell, who lost their son. And we're going to ask you to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, because she is right there with her husband, and she has also been, you know, not feeling her very best. But God is able, and he is real in her life. We thank you, Prophet Lawson. Good morning. Good morning, Prophet Lawson.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to say something to Sister Donna before I pray. I just want to encourage you as a wife, mother. I too, my husband had two brain surgeries, and you know, because he had a hemorrhagic stroke and I couldn't figure out why it was bleeding. And then in addition, I start having chest pains. I started feeling the stress, but I realized that God is more than able. And so therefore, I do want to do a special prayer for your husband. And I want to encourage you to stand strong, knowing, and I always say this, I always tell God, if you show me one person that overcame what I'm going through, because you're no respected person, if you delivered that one person, if you saved that one person, if you healed that one person, I know you can do it for me. So I thank God for just letting you know that the battle is not yours, but the Lord, and everything is in God's hand. And so, therefore, I want to lift up this prayer to you for your husband. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you. We give you glory, God. We thank you for all things said and done. We thank you for all the prayers that has gone before me. We thank you, Lord God, for all the things that has been ministered, oh God. And I come in agreement with everyone's prayer, knowing that, God, that you're the healer and you're the deliverer and you're the savior. Now, God, I ask for supernatural healing. Father, I speak to it. Even every lobes, every neurons of the brain, I command every electro, Lord God, that has been disconnected to reconnect. God, I thank you, Lord God, any place that the surgeon touched, Lord, I thank you for you to do supernatural surgery, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. I call forth his memory. I call for his eyesight. I call forth everything that manifest as the manufacturer has suggested. I command his right side of his brain to control the left side of his body. I command I command his left side to control the right side. I command everything because you are the creator God. And we thank you, Lord God, for doctors. We thank you for nurses. We thank you for those in the medical field. But God, we thank you for being the number one doctor in our lives, oh God. And Lord God, I speak to his lungs. I speak to his internal organs. I speak to everything that's needed upon the brain to function, oh God. And I command the circulatory system to work. And I command the respiratory system to work. And I command the digestive system to work as God ordained. I charge the angels that are assigned to Pastor Hawkins and her husband, oh God, to minister the word of God on their behalf. And the word of God said, by Jesus Christ, we are healed. And so, therefore, I thank you, Lord God, that he is the heal of the Lord. And Sister Donna Hawkins is the heal of the Lord. And Father, I bind every, we bind every spirit of stress, anything that is not ordained of you, in this moment, in this hour, for what they're going through. I thank you that this is just a mess season, but I thank you, Lord God, for the next season. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have raised them up, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you strengthened her for the journey. Now, Lord God, as a pastor, Lord God, as a shepherd, as a mother, as a wife, oh God, Lord God, I speak to her, Lord God. I speak it through the spirit realm, oh God. And I command you, the spirit man of her, Lord God, to stand strong. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that as she put her mortal body into the subjection of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that her soul and her flesh will obey her spirit. And I thank you, Lord God, that there's no sickness, no sorrow, no failing in the spirit realm. I thank you, Lord God, that you are moving on their behalf. I thank you, Lord God, for covering the children, Lord God, and the church. And I thank you, Lord God, for men and women in the church, to manage the church, Lord God, as you have ordained while she's going through what she's going through. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for meeting her total needs, oh God, and healing her husband and delivering him from this situation, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, all that you will do, and we thank you, Lord God, that he will return home with everything as decreed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Lawson. Thank you so much. Amen.
Minister G.
Yes.
If you don't mind, Pastor Lawson touched on everything that needed to be touched on. My husband's problems were on his left side. That's where the lung was infected, and the infection from the lung traveled to his brain, and that's why he had to have brain surgery. And for a while on yesterday, he was not having feelings on his right side, but we know that God is going to heal him. He's going to walk. The Lord is going to restore his mind, because God can do that. He can do that. My husband has been faithful. We've been faithful, and we know God is going to restore him. A hundredfold, God is going to restore him. And God is going to use this situation to bless somebody else. It's not about us. We thank God for the privilege of going through this, but we already know that it's to strengthen someone else. You'd be surprised at the people who would say, well, didn't he just have surgery a few weeks ago, and now he's got to have surgery again? But this is God's will, and we thank God for it. We thank God that he chose us for this battle, and we're going to win this fight, and we're going to win the battle, because God has strengthened us to do it. He's strengthened us to do it, and we're going to do it. In his name, and he's going to get the glory, and all the world is going to see that God is real. He's real.
Amen.
He's real.
Amen.
And he won't fail us. He won't fail us. I thank you so much today. I thank you so much. We're going to go on. I'm preaching in the morning. If the Lord gives me strength, if the Lord wakes me up tomorrow, I'm preaching tomorrow, because I've got a message to give to the lost who give up at the drop of a hat, who don't know what God can do. I've got to preach tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen.
But I just
we love you
for your prayer,
Anna, and we thank God for your strength. He's going to continually strengthen you. We just love you so much. And we'll be, you know, continually praying for you and your husband and for your church, Missionary Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. We love you so much. And let your husband know we love him, too. As you hug him, tell him we love him, we love him, we love him, and we love you, too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Well, we have Pastor Hawkins' cousin on here. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia, Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie. She's on
there.
She got a phone on mute. Good morning.
Good morning, Super G. I'm so glad to hear that my cousin's husband, is doing so much better. I knew he would be all right, Lord. We've just been praying for him all week, and I'm so glad. Thank God for him. Lord, thank God for my cousin being so faithful. Oh, God.
Amen, amen. Yep. So now they are he's just resting in the that song used to say, resting with Jesus. He's resting. And as God speaks to him, he's just resting. As God's speaking to his spirit, God is speaking to him right now. So we just gotta let him rest and let him have his time with the Lord. But he'll be back up out of that bed with that great testimony about what God did when he was on his bed of affliction. So God is an awesome God.
Okay. We're on our way to Jacksonville today. We're going to Jacksonville. So I'll be there for a day or two. I want to sing my mother's song. I've decided to make Jesus my choice.
Okay.
Some folks would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver and gold. But these things that they treasure and forget about their soul. I decided to make Jesus my choice. You know the road is rough and the going is tough, and the hills are hard to climb. And I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind, I decided to make Jesus my choice. You know the road is rough, and the going is tough, and the hills are hard to climb. And I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind, I decided to make Jesus my choice. 'Cause some folks would rather have houses and land, and some folks choose silver and gold. These things that they treasure and forget about their soul, I've decided to make Jesus my choice. 'Cause you know the road is rough, and the going is tough, and the hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind, I decided to make Jesus my choice. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We know that God is real, and we definitely decided to make Jesus our choice. We know that we need him more than the skin on our bones, and we can't make it without him. I know I tried to make it, but I can't make it without him. I need him more than the skin on my bones, more than my very breath. I need Jesus. So we have decided to make Jesus our choice. Thank you so much, Jackie. And, Lord, I pray for safe travel for Jackie and her family as she travels. And I lift up baby Ava, her granddaughter, the precious one, oh, God, that you birthed into that family. So, Father, we thank you. We bind up incidents, accidents, mishaps, mechanical breakdowns. We thank you that they will arrive here safely, be safe while they're here, and safe all the way back home. And I thank you for this mighty woman of God with the powerful voice who has decided to make Jesus her trust. Hallelujah. Her choice, and her trust. She trusts in the Lord. Okay, well, we have Mother Ludell, the youngest one in the Bible Storyland family. She is 97 plus years. Lives in Paducah, Kentucky. Excuse me, Mother Ludell. Applin, Georgia.
All right.
Good morning, Mother Ludell. How you doing this morning?
Well, good morning to everyone. I'm doing very well. Not good, but I'm doing, thank God.
Amen. Thank God for you.
Yes.
Yes, we thank God for the 97 years he's given you. We know you've been through much, but we thank God for you and all that you've had to go through. He's kept you in everything you had to go through. Through every tear you shed, he was right there with you. Through the trials, through the tribulations, he was right there with you. When you laid your son, you know, in the ground, he was right there with you. Through the heartache, through the pain, through the joy, when they were born, all 10 of your children, when they were born, he was right there.
Oh, yes, he was.
He never left. Thank God for you.
Yes, yes.
You going to sing this morning, Mother?
Yes, ma'am. I'm changing over though. I'm gonna sing "This Old Building Keep on Leaking."
Amen. All right.
This old building keep on leaning. I gotta move to to a better home.
Yes, Lord.
It's so bitter. Keep on leading. I got to move to a better home. This old eyes of mine getting dimmer. I got to move to a better home. These old eyes of mine keep on dinner. I got to move to a better home. These old bones of mine keep on aching. I got to move to a better home. These old bones of mine keep on aching. I got to move to a better home. These old footsteps getting shorter. I got to move to a better home. These old footsteps getting slow. I got to move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on bending. I got to move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on leaning. I got to move to a better home. This old building keep on leaning. I got to move to a better home. These old bones of mine keep on aching. I got to move to a better home. These old footsteps getting slower. I got to move to a better home. These old footsteps getting slower. I got to move to a better home.
Hallelujah.
This old building keep on leaning. Oh, yes, I got to move to a better home. This old building just keep on leaning. I got to move to a better home. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, that was awesome. Yes, yes, indeed. We got to move to a better home. This home,
yes,
down here is full of troubles.
Yes, it is.
Every
yes,
day you look
is
at the news, it's trouble, 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 trouble. Trouble in every city, trouble in every
yes
nation.
Yeah.
We got to move to a better home. One day God is going to call
don't
us to a better home.
Yeah, not.
You know, God is real now. I'm trying to tell
yes
you, God, Mother Ludell can tell you how real God is and how real he's been in her life.
Yes.
And I thank God that we all have decided to follow Jesus. We don't want to live in vain down here. And when we get to stand before the Father, because we all going to stand before him in the judgment.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he
yes
also said every knee's going to bow,
back,
every tongue must confess that Jesus
confess
is Lord. So we pray that before we leave here,
yes,
that we have confessed that Jesus is Lord. And this building
yes
that we live in now, that house, us, the real us, our souls, our spirits,
yeah,
yeah, we got to move to a better home because it's beginning, oh, yeah, to leak. Yeah. Yeah, you know, our bones get weaker. Sometimes
yes
we say, oh, my God, I went in the room. What did I mean to get? I forgot what I was going to get. Uh-huh. You know, sometimes our mind, uh-huh. you know, we forget.
Kill
and
mess.
Sometimes, you know, we get up and we say, whoop, that knee is hurting uh-huh. right now.
Uh-huh.
But thank uh-huh. God, one day we're going to move
God.
To a better building.
Better
and we can lean on his everlasting arm.
Yeah.
So I praise
yeah.
God. Well, you know, I'm so grateful this morning for the men
yeah.
and women of God on here. And this woman, she may be a little bit surprised, but she's a prayer warrior. Her name
mm-hmm.
is Yvonne Moore. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm going to ask her to pray for the senior citizens, a brief prayer this morning. I haven't met my sister in the Lord, but we know each other by the Spirit. Mighty woman of God, mighty in prayer. And she's a warrior in prayer. Good morning, Sister Yvonne Moore, Prophetess Yvonne Moore. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, Mama G. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're on with us this morning. So I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, if you could pray for the senior citizens. Or are you in a place where you can pray?
Well, I just closed the bathroom door. I was getting the kids ready to go out this morning. But, hey, God is always, you know, doing what he's doing. I'm not one to shy away from what he wants me to do, so. I just close the door, and I'll just go from there.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Oh, gracious and eternal God, Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord God. First and foremost, thank you for allowing us to see this day. Father, we thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. Father, if there's anything that is in us that is not like you, Lord God, we ask that it be removed and cast out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let there be no hindrances in this prayer, Lord God. Father, forgive us for our sins, sins of omission and commission, Lord God. Forgive us for the iniquities that we hide in our heart, Lord God, that we're not even aware of ourselves, Father. Father, as I humbly present myself to you, Lord God, Holy Spirit, rise up in me, Lord God, so that I get no glory, but the Father get all the glory. Father God, I come to you this morning, thank you for our seniors, Lord God. Father, people that are up in our own hearts, even I'm blessed this morning to have my father here with me who is 83 years old, Lord God. And, Father, I just want to give you glory, honor, and praise for your sins, for your keeping power, for our history, for our hierarchy, Lord God, for they have wisdom, Lord God. And we thank you for the wisdom you've put in each and every one of them. Father, we thank you for the wisdom that they so freely give to those of us that are willing to listen, and even those that don't want to listen but still hear what the seniors have to say. Father, we know that the seniors are precious in your eyes, Lord God. So, Father, I ask that you continue to nurture them, continue to minister to them, continue to uplift them in your holy kingdom, Lord God. Father God, I pray for healing in their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, for the aches and their pains, Lord God. We cast out aches and pains right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cast out limited digestive systems right now in the name of Jesus. Father, give them full digestive ability, Lord God. Father God, heal their aches and their pains, Lord God. Father, we come against the spirit of rheumatoid arthritis right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against the spirit of lack in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against that spirit of slothness where they're moving slower than they used to move before, Lord God. Father, we pray pep in their steps right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Get them about, Lord God. Get them about in a mighty Lord. Way, Lord God. Father, I thank you for their mind. I thank you that they have a sound mind this morning, Lord God. Not just this morning, but every day of their life, Lord God. I thank you for the soundness that you have blessed them with, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you strengthen them, that you undergird them, that you move mighty in their life. Father, wherever there is lack, we speak plenty right now in the name of Jesus. Plenty in their health, plenty in their finances, plenty in their home life, plenty in their social life, where they can commune with others, Lord God. Father, bring in the young to them from the north, south, and east, and west so that they can continue to pour out in them what you blessed them with for many years, Lord God. For, Father, they are seasoned and they are wiser than the young. So, Father, provide them the opportunity to minister, Lord God, to your children, no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing, whether it's in an elderly home, whether it's in a senior resident, whether they're at home, wherever they may be, Lord God, move on their behalf, Lord God. Grant them that stay in power, Lord God, that you are so known for, Lord God. Stay with them in every way, Lord God. Continue to love on them, even in their darkest hour. I heard one lady earlier mention that she wasn't feeling well, the youngest on the phone line, Lord God. And I was blessed with a song this morning, God, Father God. I pray that you touch her mightily in her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, remove the aches. Remove that headache that is trying to that's niggling in the back of her mind right now. We cast that thing out right now in the name of Jesus. Headache, you have no lot in her place. aches in her body. You have no lot in her body. We pray, Lord God, that you heal her from the crowns of her head to the soles of her feet. Take on those infirmities, Lord God. Father, you said she was wounded for your transgressions. She was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon her. With your stripes, my sister has been healed, Lord God. So we come against the spirit of infirmity right now that's trying to attack her body, Father God. Father God, do that what only you can do, because you are the chief physician, Lord God. You are our healer, Lord God. And we trust and believe you in everything that you do pertaining to our lives, Lord God. Continue to move, Lord God. Continue to move. Sweep through their homes, Lord God. Sweep through their lives, Father God. And in all things, we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And then in Jesus' mighty, precious name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Yvonne Moore. Beautiful prayer. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous.
So welcome.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said you're so welcome.
Thank you for being on this morning. I hope you can continue to be on. We're going to need some more prayer warriors in a little bit. We'll be having prayer. But I thank God for the word this morning. You know, the word of God in Psalms 71, verse 18 says, "Now also when I am old and gray, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have shown strength unto this generation and thy power to one that is to come." So, Father, we are grateful for your word. And, you know, this time our speaker is a man of the word. He is a man who loves the Lord. He loves children. And his heart is with the senior citizens. He's a mighty man of God. He is the pastor of Children Born in Christ Ministry here in Jacksonville, Florida. He is a man after God's own heart. He's keeping his eyes fixed on Jesus. He walks in divine love. He is called to minister to the brokenhearted, the outcast, those who have turned back, but they're turning back to God through the word that he ministers. We are grateful for Pastor Johnny McCray, Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Pastor McCray. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing wonderful this morning. I am so grateful this morning for another day of life, health, and strength. Because truly it is a great pleasure and a privilege to be amongst the living. Amen. And I just want to say good morning to everyone that's on the broadcast this morning. May the Lord just rain down his blessing, his anointing, his healing virtues, that God may just pour out his spirit on everyone that's under the sound of my voice, your family members, the believers that's in your family, as well as the unbelievers, those that are found, as well as those that are lost, that God may touch them in a mighty, mighty way. Amen. This morning we come before the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to cast all our cares upon him. Why? Because we know that he is more than able, amen, for those that believe. And God, we just bless your holy name this morning. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for your holiness. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, as well as your kindness. And God, this morning, as your minister come before your people today, Lord, we ask that you humble him, amen, that you use his voice, amen, that when he opened his mouth, that you speak, that you send a word from on high. And Lord God, that thy will shall be done amongst his people. We living in perilous time, but they are not more than you can handle. Amen. We're living in the end times. We're living in diverse times. We're living in troubled times. We're living in times of many trials and many tribulations. But we're not living in a time where you are not able. Amen. So God, we give you the honor, the glory, and praise in advance this morning as we thank you, Lord God, for being a God who eyes is in all places, a God who never closes his eyes, a God who never slumber, not does he ever sleep. Amen. That we are always on your mind. And Lord, we just thank you this morning. Have thine own way. Amen. For your word will not return void, but it will accomplish exactly what you have set it out to do. We thank you for every prayer that has went up so far. We thank you for every praise and every worship and every song and every hymn that have been lifted up unto you, God, because we lift our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. because we know truly that our help comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the privilege, God, to be able to speak before your people this morning. Amen, God, that, amen, that to be used by you is such a great honor and such a great privilege. It's not a right. We lost our right in the Garden of Eden. But now, through Jesus Christ, we have the privilege to be his ministers, his warriors, and his ambassadors, his high priest. And we thank you for the blood shed of Jesus Christ, who washed our sins away and ushered in grace and mercy, who's given us that forgiveness that we need, that one day we'll be able to stand before you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Lord, we just bless your holy name this morning, God. And we ask that you, God, do what only you can do. Amen. And, Lord, as we come, amen, before your people this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, celebrating another month for Senior Citizens Day, amen, those that you have granted years, amen, of life, God, and those who are now standing before you to be used by you. And, Lord God, just pour out your spirit and have your marvelous way. I thank you this morning for allowing me to speak this morning, Minister G. Amen, before the people of God. And there is a word from the Lord. Amen. And the word from the Lord this morning is coming out of the book of John, chapter 9, verses 4 through 13. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads as follows. It says, "We must work the works of him who sent us while it is day, for night is coming when no man can work. So while I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he has said this, Jesus spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed his eyes with the clay. And he said unto him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," which is interpreted sent. He went, therefore, and washed and came away seeing, excepting about being obedient to Jesus. The neighbors then and those who previously saw him as a beggar said, "Is not this the one who used to sit and beg?" And some said, "This is he," and others said, "No, but he is like him." And he said, "I am the one." Sometimes we just have to open our mouth and confess, amen. So they said then to him, "How then were your eyes opened?" And he answered, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' I went, therefore, and washed, and I received my sight." And they said unto him, "Where is he?" And he said, "I don't know." So they brought him once, who was once blind to the Pharisees. I just want to talk to you briefly this morning in this privileged moment and this privileged hour that God has afforded us, amen, to send out his word to us this morning. Amen. As we speak to the elders, amen, God says, at your age, you just right for the fight. Amen. We find out that a lot of times the older we get, the less we fight. The older we get, the less we war. The older we get, the less faith we have. The older we get, the more we are discouraged. But I come to encourage you this morning, amen, that Jesus is saying the same as yesterday is the same as today. The same as I used you then, I need to use you now. Amen. Well, yes, we're going to have many trials and many tribulations in our life. We're going to go through many things, but God has prepared you for times like this. I come by to tell you this morning that you are just right for the fight. Amen. So it's time to keep your war clothes on. It's time, amen, to keep your battle axe on. It's time to keep your sword up, keep it sharpened, and stay always ready for the battle, amen, because whatever your battle may be that God has you fighting, he needs someone that he can use to fight the battle, amen, and God has prepared you through the years of life to make you just right for the fight that you're in today. Amen. You may be in a fight with sickness. You may be in a fight with hardship, depression, anxiety. Amen. Broken relationships, disobedient children. I don't know what your fight is, but whatever your fight is, I want you to just tell yourself every time. time you go in the battle, I'm just right for the fight. I heard her say earlier in the song, amen, where she was saying that, amen, that this old building, amen, amen, is getting weak. This old building is being torn down. This old building that we're living in is going through things. Our bones may be aching when they didn't used to ache. We got arthritis when we didn't used to have arthritis. We're going through, they say this old building is leaking. We got cracks and leaks when we didn't have leaks. But I come by to tell you this morning that Jesus said the one who will speak the truth, who cannot lie, will not lie. Jesus said that you are just right for the fight. And in this scripture that we're reading here this morning, amen, where the man that received his sight, he received his sight because, amen, the spit, the clay, that he, the earth that he took from the earth, and then he spit in that earth and made a clay and put it on the man's eyes, sent him to wash the clay out at the river called Sent, amen, so that he can receive his sight. That earth represents the body of the person, that the people that God has put in your life, and the spittle represents the word of God that he's put in your mouth. It's time for you to spit the word on somebody's earth, amen, that they can receive their sight. It's time for you to spit the word on somebody's earth, amen, so that they can be healed in their body. It's time for you to spit the word, amen. You never get too old that you can't spit the word of God out, amen. It's time to spit the word out, amen, so somebody can come out of that depressed state. It's time to spit the word out on some earth. When you see that person that represents the earth that where God put his spittle, which is the word of God, amen, that person can come off the street corner, amen. It's time for people not to be hungry anymore, amen. He sent us out to feed them so that they could not continue to be hungry. Amen. He said, don't just give a man a fish, but give him a skill to fish that he cannot be hungry again. You got it in you. God has invested all these years and all this time in you, and all his anointing in you, and all this power in you, and all this knowledge of his word, and all the understanding of his goodness, and all the knowledge of his grace and his mercy, and the power of his love, that you can spit on somebody. I come by to tell you that you are just right for the fight, and you need to spit on somebody.
Yeah.
So they can see. Somebody is just sitting there waiting on you to spit on them.
Yes.
You need to spit on them. Spit the word on them.
Yes.
Tell them how much God loves them. Tell them about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Tell them about the power of his anointing. It's time to spit on somebody. Hey, because if you don't spit on them, they're going to remain lost. If you don't spit on them, they're going to remain in that state of being. If you don't spit on them, they're going to stay on them drugs. If you don't spit on them, they're going to stay saying that they're schizophrenic, bipolar, and delusion. If you don't spit on them, God can't work on them. So you need to spit on them. Because why? Because you're just right.
That's right.
For the fight.
Yes.
And it is a fight.
Yes.
Oh, it's a fight.
Oh, yes.
It's a fight against light, against darkness.
Yes.
It's a fight against spirituality, against carnality. It is a fight. Yeah, we're in a fight. We're in a warfare.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. God. But God is not one that's going to lose. Hallelujah. John 17 said, Jesus said, hey, every one that you've given me, I have not lost the one. Somebody is assigned to your life, and they're sitting there waiting on you to spit on them. Somebody, maybe you need to go and drag down to the jailhouse and spit on them. Maybe you need to go down on the whole scroll and spit on them. Maybe you need to go to the dope house and spit on them. And maybe you need to go somewhere, find somebody, and spit on them. If somebody's in a marriage and they're threatening to break up the marriage, and you just need to spit on them.
Yes.
Spit the word on them. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes.
How can they receive salvation? How can they receive healing? How can they receive restoration? How can they receive it if you don't spit on them? Because mm-hmm. they got to hear the word.
Yes.
What are you saying, Pastor? Mm-hmm. I'm saying the word is not in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You need to open up your mouth and spit on them. They act like they don't want to hear it, but they heard it.
Yeah.
It's okay if they didn't want act like they don't want to hear it, as long as they heard it.
That's true.
The word of God is a seed.
Mm.
You got to spit on them so that seed can get inside of the spirit. And somebody else will come behind you and water that seed. They'll water that word, and it'll sprout forth, and God will make the increase. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, I must depart for this moment. But I will leave you that with that great thought that God has given me this morning, that you're just right for the fight. Spit on them and see the salvation of the Lord. May the Lord truly bless you and keep you in all ways. And I thank you for the privilege and the honor. God say his word will not return void, but it will accomplish exactly what God has set it out to do. Come on, let's spit on him and see God work his mighty hand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What a word. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God for the word.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, it was awesome word.
Yes,
at your age, you're just right for the fight. Woo! Yes, Lord, we are in a fight, in a battle. And he said, spit on somebody, spit on somebody, so they can
count
be sent. So I thank God for the word this morning. Pastor McCray, we appreciate you every month coming on. We thank God for your commitment to Bible Storyland. We just love and appreciate you. May God continually bless you. We're going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she will say a prayer for Pastor McCray before you go, and also Prophetess Yvonne, if you could say a prayer for Pastor McCray before he goes. Okay.
Thank you.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you, and we give you glory, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for every word that was said and done. As I told Sister G, truly, you have blessed me, man of God. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord God, as he pour out the word of God, as he's poured out the word time after time and blessed so many with the rich word, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done in his life and that you continue to use him, Father. Now I pray, Lord God, for those that are on the earth, oh God, because you said we are to pour into one another. We're your disciples, God. And, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that as he goes in the highways and the byways, Lord God, that men and women will pour into him, that they will bless him, oh, God, not just financially, but words of encouragement, God. Now, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you strengthen his body. Lord God, that you restore the years, oh, God. I thank you, Lord God, for celebrating one more year of life. And I thank you, Lord God, for granting him the opportunity to see that one year. But, God, I declare long life should be his portion. Great health should be his portion, oh, God. Father, I thank you for restoration. I thank you for restoring him. I thank you, Lord God, for covering him in the blood in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that every weapon that was formed against him, Lord God, in the past, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for everything he's felt, every hurt, every pain. But I thank you, Lord God, that you have caused him to stand strong in this hour. I thank you, Lord God, for bringing him forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, as he ministers, Lord God, as he pastors his church, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will send people from the east, the west, the north, and the south, Lord God, to come into his church, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just financial and supernatural spiritual increase. And I thank you for restoration of his body. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that he touched shall be blessed. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, we come to you, Lord God, uplifting Pastor McCray to you, Lord God, this morning. Father God, we thank you for the word that is poured out from his belly, Lord God. For everything that he poured out, Father God, this morning, we ask that you pour it back into him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you enlarge his territory, Lord God. Father, we pray that you send in the sheep to him from the north, south, east, and west, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the man of God that is solely after you in your heart this morning, Lord God. Father God, we continue to be with him as he moves forward in his ministry, Lord God. Continue to minister to him in the midnight hours, Lord God, where he needs ministering to, Lord God. For even though he's giving out to his people, sometimes he's weak in his spirit, Lord God. So, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you feel his spirit. Give him a double portion of your anointing this morning, Lord God. Father God, continue to talk to him and speak with him and be with him in all his ways, Lord God. Father, I touch and agree with my sister, Lord God, that you pour into him a prosperity, Lord God. Enlarge his finances, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord God. Enlarge his home, Lord God. Father God, give him the desires of his heart in this hour, Lord God. Father God, let him not get weak in his way of doing, Lord God, for surely he shall reap if he faint not, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you for this man of God who is solely after you. In your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for the prayers for the righteous. Hallelujah. Well, I appreciate
amen.
You, Prophet.
Thank you.
Prophet Javon. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor.
I was just saying thank you for the prayers. God bless. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Awesome word. We thank God for Pastor McCray. It was an awesome word. I thank God, you know, when God uses him mightily. He said, you know, we are just at the right age for the fight. And thank God we don't fight alone. God give us the armor to put on, then he's the battler. Hallelujah. Well, salvation is a gift from God. Is there anyone on with us this morning that's not saved? We have ministers on here this morning to walk you through the plan of salvation. Anybody not saved, press 1. Don't matter what age you are, you're not saved. You know, salvation is that gift from God. We got to give him a gift as well, the gift of our lives. We got to give it back to him, our lives back to him, living totally for him, sold out for him. Now, you know, backsliding is a sin. And I'm telling you, you could backslide on the bench at the church. You could be there every time the door is open, but you could still be backslidden. So if you have backslidden, press 1. We have people on here, ministers will pray for you to come back to Jesus. You to get all the mud and the mire and the horrible pit off you. Because I'm telling you, when you backslide, you'll be in a horrible pit. Been there, done that before. I'm like, Lord, I don't like the horrible pit. Let me never go back in that horrible pit in the miry clay. I don't want it on me no more. You know, our testimony is I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He brought me out of a horrible pit, a miry clay. He established my goings. Put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto him. Many shall see it and turn from their wicked ways and follow the Lord, because we turned. Hallelujah. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, you know, we have prophets on here, pastors on here. Be praying for people. Anybody who need prayer, press 1. Press 1 so we can pray for you. Let's see if anybody press 1. All right, we have somebody press 1 right here. That's my son, Prophet Dalton. Good morning, Prophet.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. You requesting prayer this morning?
Yes, but actually I would like to release, something, if you would allow me to do that. And I could always use prayer.
All right.
Absolutely.
Sister G?
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, go ahead. Yes, Prophetess Lawson.
I want you to pray for Keon Malcolm. And let's just pray for his mental state.
Keon who?
Malcolm. M-A-L-C-O-L-M. Malcolm.
Okay. His mental state, okay. All right. All right, Prophet Dalton, you said you wanted to release
yes,
something. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. We appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm just going to get straight to the point. I just woke up from a dream in which, I saw the fire of the Lord. The all-consuming fire. So it would be my privilege to send the fire of the Almighty God, the all-consuming fire, into each and every home represented here, into each and every situation that you're facing, for the all-consuming fire of the Holy Spirit to invade your life, to invade your home, to burn off everything that does not belong to the Lord, everything that is ailing you, every obstacle that you're facing, consumed by the fire in the name of Jesus. And I loose the fire of the Holy Spirit from heaven above and to each and every one represented on this phone line and their family members. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Dalton. Awesome word. Fire of God released on us, burning up everything in us that's not like God, and we need that. So we thank God for you, Prophet Dalton. Anybody else? Prayer request? Thank you so much, man of God. We appreciate you. Love you, my son.
Love you. Thank you.
This is Ludell.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Pray for me and my family.
All right. Mother Ludell, you and your family, okay? We got you. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. All right, well, we're going to be praying momentarily for the people of God, by the people of God. We thank God for each of you this morning. All right. Prophet Dalton, could you pray for Pastor Hawkins? We prayed earlier, but, you know, it's not, we can't get enough prayer for her husband. He's had his third surgery recently, and we're praying for his healing. He got sick, had to go in the hospital, and, you know, he's a great man of God. He went in the hospital where he ministers every day. He go in that hospital and minister every day. So we thank God that, you know, the people know him there, and they're taking great care of him, but ain't nobody can take care of you like God, you know. So if you can pray for there, pray for Pastor Hawkins, his wife, her strength, and they pastor Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. So if you'll pray for them, and we appreciate it, Pastor Dalton, Prophet Dalton.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Hawkins family. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this great, mighty man of God. We thank you for what you're doing in him and through him. We thank you for the healing virtue. We thank you, though we don't know the reasons why we go through certain things, the route that you take us through certain wildernesses, or why we have to go to wilderness in the first place. But, Father, only you know. Father, in the name of Jesus, that desired destination of yours, Father, leave my brother there in the name of Jesus. Bless this family. Bless this life, Lord. You that have gotten him this far, get him the rest of the way to recovery, total healing in the name of Jesus. I speak to that body right now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Holy Ghost fire, burn, burn, burn from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Burn off everything that does not belong there. Any sicknesses, illnesses, infirmity, go. Any malfunction, go in the name of Jesus. Every cell of his body, wake up right now and be healed. Every Lazarus in his body, rise up right now in the name of Jesus. Every lameness in his body, rise up. Pick up your sick bed right now in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, send your fire into this home in the name of Jesus. There will be no weariness for his wife as she's supporting him and supporting and holding up the ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, let her not grow weary in the name of Jesus. Give her the support system that she needs, Father God, the people that will love on her, that will support her, pray with her, or be there to just listen to her, to encourage her, to draw her out of her circumstances and say, hey, let's go get our nails done. Any kind of soul, Father, send them her way in the name of Jesus. Shower her with your love. Shower him with your love, Father God. I place their children before you, Father. Bless them, Lord. Let them not grow weary in the name of Jesus. Let them not waver in their faith, Father God. Let there be testimonies for my brother and his family in the name of Jesus. Put your edge of protection around them, Lord. They will not sorrow in the name of Jesus. They will not sorrow in the name of Jesus. They will not sorrow in the name of Jesus. I place the ministry before you. Father, bless this ministry, Lord. Let it be fruitful and multiply. Let it glorify you in the name of Jesus. Send in workers that will support this ministry to go out there and plow the field for the harvest. Father God, let there not be any division in this family in the name of Jesus. Keep them united, Father God. Send them support system, people in the community, in the church, in their family to support them, to keep them united in the name of Jesus. The effective, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Father, in the name of Jesus, raise up giants that will come to the scene and help support them and pray on a daily, nightly basis in the name of Jesus. Father God, all the prayers and supplications and travail, Father, it is about that time for you to pour back on them, Father God, and manifest your power in their life. Let there be testimony, Father God. We thank you for what you've done so far. We need more of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my man of God. Appreciate that prayer. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Jackie Travis and her husband, her two daughters, her granddaughter Ava, and her aunt Lou, Aunt Elizabeth, and her ministry with the senior citizens are traveling.
Amen. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Jackie Travis. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We just praise you and we give you glory, Father. I thank you, as I heard, she said she's traveling on her way to Jacksonville, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we bind up every form of accidents, anything and everything that may be on the highway, God. Even fallen ladders, the trip ladders, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that they make it here safely and also return, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, not only when they arrive here, Lord God, we bless her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that the glory of the Lord will be upon them. Lord God, then the glory of the Lord will be upon them even the more, Lord God, that not only will they sing, not only will they learn the word of God, but, Lord God, that they, Lord God, will be ministers, Lord God, of the gospel, Father. We bless her ministry at the nursing home. We thank you, Lord God, for the senior citizen that she keeping as she travels, God. We pray for those that she left behind to care for the senior citizen, oh God. We pray to protect the shield around them, Lord God. Let no hurt or danger come nigh their dwelling. Or even, Lord God, let nothing happen in the home, oh God, that she keeps her seniors, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for long life to the seniors in Jesus' name. And, Lord God, for Aunt Lou and her Aunt Elizabeth, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that your glory will be upon them, Lord God, as we know from, Lord God, that life, Lord God, is not just in a vacuum, oh God, that your hand's upon our life, but Lord God, that you know that you know the numbers of their hair, and you know, Lord God, the time in which they shall live. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, for the whole circle of everyone connected to Jackie Travis, oh God. Well, first of all, God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ. We pray that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And we thank you, Lord God, that day one will return safely and every senior should live a long life. And those who ministering help, Lord God, we pray for strength in their bodies. And your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all for the prayers. We have a 601-765 number on here. Would you like prayer? All right, okay. They didn't say anything, so maybe they just want to be a silent listener. We thank God for you coming on. Hallelujah. All right, Prophet Dalton, could you pray for Keon Malcolm, his mental state?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we place Keon Malcolm in your hands, Lord. Father, bless him. Read your resurrecting life and fire onto him right now, Lord. heal him, Father God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. I speak to his brain right now. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Wake up. Father, resurrect his mental state, Lord. Let healing flow into him right now. I bind up all confusion, forgetfulness, mood swings, irritability, depression, oppression, suppression. I bind it up in the name of Jesus, and I cast it into the fire. Father, set your son free. Set him free. Set him free. Set him free. In the name of Jesus. No more mental issues in the name of Jesus. Set him free from this affliction. Let your healing virtue flow. Let your bond of Gilead flow into him and wash away everything that does not belong on him or in him. Make him whole again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the powerful prayers. Effectual fervent prayers. Well, we have one more prayer request. Prophetess Lawson, if you could pray for Mother Fanny. She lost her son last week.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for all that you're seeing and doing. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, for all that is concerning her life, God. Father, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, that with Mother Fanny and her children and those people are connected to the descendant, oh God, the person who had deceased, oh God, we pray, Lord God, that they will rejoice in the Lord, because you said everything give thanks, for this is the will of the Lord. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that as Jesus wept, that they will cry and shed some tears. But Lord God, that as you have shown also in the Bible, when after he wept, he showed that he was the resurrected power of Jesus Christ, the resurrected power of God. And so, therefore, God, we thank you, Lord God, that they will, Lord God, commune, Lord God, with you. They'll look for you. Those of his children will realize that, God, you're the spiritual father, oh God. You're the strength and the shield, Lord God, in this time of sadness and sorrow, oh God. And, by Lord, I also bind the spirit of grief, that the spirit of grief will not rest upon them, but the spirit of joy, oh God. Clothe them, Lord, with the garment of praise, oh God, for the spirit of heaviness. Anything that may sit upon them, oh God, and Lord God, for those, if he was the breadwinner, he was providing, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for supernatural provision, oh Father. And now, Lord, for Mother Fanny, oh God, who has prayed and interceded and covered her children and her grandchildren, oh God. We pray for strength for her, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that her days, Lord God, will be even the longer, oh God. And Lord God, that as she pour into the spirit world, Lord God, let the grands and the great grands recognize the power of God that's on her life and want to say, Lord, I want to be saved. I want what my grandmother has. I want what my great grandmother has. And that they will desire, Lord God, to be saved and full with the Holy Ghost and power. Now, Lord God, as I said, strengthen Mother Fanny. Keep her, Lord God. And Lord God, and let and use her for your glory. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for the prayers, for the songs, for the message of the word of God. We thank God for everybody coming on Bible Storyland. Anybody have an announcement they want to make today? All right. Well, God say the same thing. We plan to be on next Saturday. It'll be Family Day. Look forward to hearing from each of you. I love you so much. But you already know God loves you more than I can ever love you. He's always, always present with you. He will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. So I want to say to you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord. He's in a phenomenal God. He's an awesome, awesome Father. He loves all of us. And he is continually watching over you, continually, continually. So call on his name like never before. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just praise you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you've done on Bible Storyland. We are eternally grateful to you, O Most High. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We're so grateful that you know our name, our address. You know everything concerning us, and you are carefully watching over us. So we bless and honor you, Father. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And we say, Abba, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Most High God. We dwell in your presence in the secret place today. Hallelujah. Praise you, oh God. We love and adore you. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. Yes.
Abba.
Yes, Lord. We call you Abba. Abba, our Father. We belong to you, oh God. We belong to you. Hallelujah. Belong to you, Lord God. You are more real
than winning my love.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Inside me,
inside me.